Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 86. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 65. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 87. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Treasury Department for the state of Kansas is making their rounds across the entire state of Kansas, trying to bring in some of that unclaimed property back to residents across the state. As Cake News reports it, according to the Kansas Treasury Department, roughly $50 million is sitting in unclaimed property right now, and they want to give it back to the people.
There's, you know, economic downturns and upticks, and people are struggling. And so how do I get some of that money back to some people that could really use it?
That was Sedgwick County Treasurer Brandy Bailey on Cake News. State Treasurer Stephen Johnson also said with his statewide tour right now, one in seven individuals have unclaimed property across the state. That includes anything from uncashed payroll checks, refunds, and overpayments, along with closed bank accounts to beneficiary benefits.
It is returned to the state when whatever entity is not able to find the rightful owner. And for these assets, we are charged with trying to find the rightful owner.
Mid-America Network News.
Your Midwest Pain Relief Center is here to say, crank the Hank.
I love country music.
Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Midwest Pain Relief Center at 620-478-2878 or online at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Forty-seven-year-old Richard Smith III of Shawnee, Kansas, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison in order to pay just over $20,000 in restitution to victims during a sentencing that happened in federal court on Thursday last week. As Cake News reports, the guilty plea happened back on July 27th of 2022 to one count of receiving misbranded drugs, including unapproved Botox, and had delivered them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead, along with one count of receiving unadulterated services and delivering them to pay with the intent to defraud or mislead. Smith had owned and operated the Tap and Blade out of Kansas City that was a medical spa offering medical services such as injections of prescription drugs, including Botox, as well as cosmetic services. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they began their investigation on Tap and Blade after information had surfaced regarding injuries of multiple patients at the spa. During the investigation, they found that rather than attending any training courses on how to properly administer some of the products, Smith had practiced injections on honeydew fruit, fake heads, and fake skins.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A vote this week takes place with the Central Nebraska Public Power Company along with the Irrigation District to potentially merge with the Dawson Public Power Company. As KSMB Local Channel 4 reports it, during a public hearing, individuals showed up around the community last week in opposition to the deal, saying there was significant concern for the future if the deal was approved.
I'm just afraid that this merger, if it's not handled correctly, will create a environment which one entity will not trust the other, and that will take a generation to get straightened back up. And we want this same outcome to be positive for everyone.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say that the two companies have over $100 million in reserves, and Dawson is coming into the deal with millions of dollars in debt, with many concerned that if the merger happens, that utility rates may be going higher to pay off the debts from the merger. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners further discussed financing for a jail project and will reach out to local communities asking they consider an interlocal agreement, which would be needed by mid-August if a jail funding option were to be placed on the November ballot. A contingent purchase of a notice property east across the street from the current jail was approved at a previous meeting. An interlocal agreement would allow proceeds of a sales tax to be retained by the county for the project. A potential half-cent sales tax has been mentioned as an alternative to a lease purchase arrangement, which was denied by voters after a petition ballot last fall for a new jail in East Marysville. The bridge project was approved for $248,000 for a new structure on Deer Trail Road this year. Planning toward a potential countywide ambulance service in Washington County could push implementation of the project out to 2025. During budget discussions, the auditor advised funding cannot be included until such time as a levy is established. Commissioners should also advise existing operations of intentions so they could budget accordingly. The director would then be contracted with several months likely before starting service. $180,000 is budgeted for ambulance operations in 2024, with $173,000 in 2023 divided among Washington, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover now operates under the Washington license. A levy would require advance publication and allow a protest period. Commissioners have mentioned a combination sales and property tax levy, although no action has been taken as yet. Nemaha County Commissioners will hold a public hearing Wednesday evening in Seneca, another Thursday afternoon in Sabetha regarding a comprehensive plan for the county. A review of the draft is available online at the Nemaha County website and from the county clerk's office. Public comment will be heard again Wednesday evening, 6 until 8, at the Community Building in Seneca. Written comments may be submitted at the courthouse prior to the meeting as well. Gage County Sheriff's Office advises of a scam with several citizens reporting they've received phone calls from a suspect claiming to be a Gage County deputy, advising they have an arrest warrant. They are reported using an active duty deputy's name and may also have personal information on the victim. Do not make payments to the suspect and report to proper authorities the incident as quickly as possible. Marshall County Fair wraps up Tuesday in Blue Rapids with a 4-H fashion review and cake auction to begin at 4. Fair supper serving 5 until 7:30 is open to the public and catered by Ricky's Cafe. The livestock auction this year begins Tuesday evening at 6:30. Emergency haying and grazing of Conservation Reserve program acres is now available for certain CRP practices in Marshall County for the 2023 grazing season. Emergency haying and grazing may be authorized to provide relief to livestock producers affected by severe drought. The opportunity must be physically located within the boundary of an eligible county or portion of a county. For additional information, contact the Farm Service Agency office. Work continues on a milling and overlay project in southeast Marshall and southwest Nemaha counties through October. Work is underway from the K87 junction of Elites on Highway K9 and will continue working east into Nemaha County to Corning and then south. Traffic reduced to one lane during construction with a pilot car and flaggers. Brief delays can be expected. Ashley Homestore and Beatrice contributed $10,375 to One Property at a Time, a Blue Springs initiative, which is purchasing rundown and abandoned properties in the community and contributing the lots toward new home construction by residents. The contribution represented total store sales last Thursday. A $50,000 contribution from Hamas Trucking or Seneca was made to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital toward a capital campaign for the hospital remodel and expansion project, which will serve as a sponsor of the new cardiac rehabilitation suite. A semi reportedly collided with a power pole north of Marysville Monday morning, snapping the pole, resulting in a power outage in the Oquito area for several hours on the three-phase line for Nemaha Marshall REA. A tire blowout was the apparent cause. The driver was transported to the hospital with possible injuries. Laura L. Bender, age 104, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Bender. Verda E. Drinkern, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Hermansburg Cemetery, rural Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Verda Drinkern. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5. At the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Gerald R. Cherry Harry, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service will be held July 29th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville with a graveside military service at Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Cherry Harry.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer throughout the region today, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Otherwise, sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooler throughout the region as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some showers are possible early Saturday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And more sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 114. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 6:15.
Club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water. They're all fizzy water, but they're not always interchangeable. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 18th, the 199th day of the year. Astronaut John Glenn, the first American in orbit, was born on this day in 1921. A walk down the bottled water aisle in the supermarket can leave your head spinning from all the options. It's no wonder we hear the question frequently, what's the difference between club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water? To begin with, they're all carbonated water. Club soda and sparkling water often includes mineral-like ingredients like sodium bicarbonate or potassium sulfate. Sparkling water is often flavored, though, while club soda isn't. Seltzer, on the other hand, while sometimes flavored, has no mineral additions, only carbon dioxide for fizz. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
My name is Maya Mason with the Bremen Hustlers 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 8 years. This year for the fair, I'm bringing fiber arts, foods and nutrition, cake decorating, and horticulture. And my favorite part of the fair is getting to see all my friends. I hope to see everyone at the Marshall County Fair July 13th through the 18th.
My name is Gwen Conte with the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 6 years. This year for the fair, I brought my rabbit, Django. My favorite part of the fair is building the Lego sets every year.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Hi, my name is Lydia Wessel, and I am a part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 7 years, and this year I'm showing horses, sheep, photography, and arts and crafts. The best part of the fair is going to be the horse show.
My name is Samuel Schmitz with the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 7 years. This year for the fair, I am showing photography and building creations. My favorite part of the fair is seeing my buddies.
What do you do when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? Christy Anders Funeral Home is here to support you through this phase of life by providing support and personal services while helping you create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved ones. Christy Anders Funeral Home is family owned and operated and proud to offer affordable personalized packages to fit any budget. Visit Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at www.apfunerals.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Big 12 Media Days that kicked off last week, getting set for the fall football season, college football is drawing near with the Kansas State Wildcats saying they're going into the new season playing as if they're the underdogs.
Yeah, the target's on our back. There's expectations, but that's why you came to Kansas State, to have high expectations, to be the team that people want to beat. And that's how we did it in the past, and it really worked because it just kept elevating. That's what we want to continue to do. And I heard Jerome talk about it too, is just continue to elevate.
As Wildcat head coach Chris Kleiman on Cake News, where the Wildcats are coming off their 10-game winning season, a Big 12 championship, and the appearance at the Sugar Bowl last year. Their regular season kicks off with game number one starting on September 7th against Southern Missouri State, followed by Troy, Missouri, UCF, Oklahoma State, and Texas Tech. The Kansas Jayhawks are also gearing up for their season, starting off against Missouri State with their first game set for September 1st. Mid-America Network Sports.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and here in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
It starts with you. You reach out to KAKE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KAKE News, always on your side.
The Kansas Shrine Bowl kicked off over the weekend on Saturday night with a special appearance from the Kansas Shrine Bowl Hall of Famer, Barry Sanders. As WIBW reports, the Wichita native and Heisman Trophy winner was inducted into the Kansas Shrine Bowl Hall of Fame before the game began this year, after the Pro Football Hall of Famer played college football at Oklahoma State and rushed for more than 15,000 yards in the NFL, saying it all started right here on the home front in the state of Kansas.
I felt like I was fortunate to be picked to play in the game, and this is such a fantastic atmosphere. I can't believe it's been so many years since I participated in it, but I look back with such fond, fond memories of being able to join and participate in this. Thanks again. It's been a tremendous day, and I'll remember this forever.
That audio from WIBW News, Sanders was around for the entire event, visiting with Shriners patients, taking photos, and talking about their life journeys. The game itself was won by the West team, beating East in a one-point victory, 21-20.
You'll find no shortage of work to do in a New Holland Workmaster or Boomer compact tractor from CanEquip. You'll also find big savings when you buy now. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus no payments for 90 days, or choose cash back on these 24 to 55 horsepower compact and subcompact tractors. They're roomy, easy to operate, and deliver all the power you could ask for. Ask about one today at CanEquip in Marysville. Offers end July 31st.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Summers are filled with picnics and barbecues that often include watermelon. You may have enjoyed eating this summer treat, but struggled to politely dispense of the seeds. Seedless watermelons have eliminated this problem, and varieties like the All-America Selections winner, Harvest Moon, can be grown in your own garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may be wondering how they can grow seedless watermelons if they don't produce seed. Seedless watermelons are the result of crossing complex hybrids. The seed from these crosses are used to grow seedless watermelons. You'll need to maintain warm, moist soil to germinate the seeds. Keep soil and young seedlings warm by covering plantings with floating row covers or cloches. And if you prefer the seedy varieties, try collecting and sprouting the seeds. Sprouted watermelon seeds are a good source of protein, B vitamins, minerals, and fat. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Presidents receive all kinds of gifts. One young resident in Sharon Springs, Kansas, was so excited to see President Teddy Roosevelt, she gave him a most unusual gift. He must have liked it because he took it back to the White House, at least for a little while. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Jane Humphrey Pierce of the Fort Wallace Museum enjoys sharing the story of the time President Teddy Roosevelt made a visit to western Kansas.
He was making one of his great tours by rail, and he had a famous, you know, it's like Air Force One of the time. He had a rail car, plush, beautiful rail car called the Elysian.
This turned out to be a special stop on his route.
He made an overnight stay in Sharon Springs and said he wanted to go to church. So he went to church at the Methodist Church in Sharon Springs on May the 3rd of 1903.
After church, he took a ride on a horse from the Chisholm family, whose descendants still live here. There was a surprise when he returned.
A little girl came up to him and asked him if he would like a baby badger. And being the naturalist and the environmentalist and everything he was, he said, of course.
So what does a president of the United States do with a live badger?
It went back to Washington, riding on the Elysian, being fed potatoes and milk, and became a pet in the famous Roosevelt household with all the children. So can you imagine a badger running around the White House? Pretty soon it grew up and did what badgers do, which is bite people and be mean. And it got donated to the Bronx Zoo.
The museum here retells the story of the visit by the president and the unique gift the community provided him, a pet that resided at the presidential mansion until he became too unruly to live at the White House. Driving the Countryside in Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Come to the garden alone. people don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubbers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When the sun's out and it's hot, they'll absorb a lot of heat, and then they'll dissipate that heat in the overnight hours as it cools off. When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
Learn more about heat stress in cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When my kids were learning to walk, they could barely stand up straight. Now I can't keep up with them. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Just like those first baby steps, you can start small when you're first building your financial strategy. You might begin by creating a budget or maybe devise a savings plan, even educating yourself about investing. Regardless of where you start, focus on the fundamentals. And remember, incorporating your faith from the beginning will help you maintain balance and perspective as you go. And just like a toddler stumbles and falls when they're learning to walk, those setbacks and challenges are a natural part of your financial journey. If you overspend 1 month and encounter an unexpected expense, remember, it happens. You'll have greater likelihood of success if you stay patient and persistent. Working with a financial professional can also help you maintain balance and provide support if you stumble. You won't go sprinting overnight, but with time and effort, you'll develop the skills and habits needed to overcome obstacles and achieve your financial goals.
Agriculture and Artificial Intelligence, part two in a series today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Kelly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Raj Khosla believes that crop farming is an ideal venue for using artificial intelligence. The head of the agronomy department at Kansas State University says crop production is moving more toward the use of autonomous machinery and precision sensing and many other technologies that could be combined into an efficient process by AI.
Our ability to act on data using statistical analysis so that it enables us to understand, it enables us to analyze that data into information, learn from that data, and this doesn't happen through magic. It happens through specifically designed algorithms that do not exist for agriculture.
Maybe not now, says Khosla, but eventually.
I don't want to come across that we have figured this out. Absolutely not. We're far away from that. We don't know what kind of biometrics or statistical computing we would need to understand the relationship within and across the data layers. Or what is the weight of one layer versus another versus another versus another? And how do we account for seasonal anomalies?
Khosla returns tomorrow to discuss applying AI technology to crop production. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm Jeff Aiken for Mid-America Ag Network. The American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers will host its 94th annual conference in Nashville coming up in November. Here's Michael Clements.
The event is open to members of the organization and farmers and ranchers to learn, network, and to enjoy the entertainment of Nashville. Tony Toso is president-elect of the organization and chair of the event.
The big ticket announcement on there is we'll be having John Rich coming, and that's going to be on Thursday, November 16th in the evening there at the Embassy Suites in downtown Nashville. So we're really excited about having John come in and play a little music for us and speak to us. We've never done anything like this before with the names such as John Rich. And so we're very, very excited about the opportunity to hear what he has to say. But he'll be, in addition to another cast of great speakers that we've got coming in.
Other speakers include Brett Stewart of Global Agritrends, former Chief of Staff to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, Ray Starling, and Brian Hefty from the Ag PhD program on RFD-TV. Toso says there are many educational and networking opportunities as well.
One of the things we'll offer is what we call a rapid-fire session for the appraisers. So they'll have panelists come in and they'll talk about different appraisal scenarios, that type of thing. And then we'll hear from, like, Brian Hefty. He'll come in and he'll talk about our theme for this year is taking things into the future. Where are we going to be in 5, 10, 15 years, and what type of technologies are we anticipating for farm managers? What do we see on the horizon that may affect property valuations for the appraisers?
And we'll talk about some of the biggest issues in agriculture today, land investment and foreign farmland ownership.
Land investment, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions on interest rates and lenders and how they're looking at that and managing portfolios. I mean, that's a big deal right now.
And let's look at your ag news.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 911 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work!
ValleyVet.com. Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Cattle don't like extreme heat any more than we do. Here's what you can do to help cattle avoid the effects of heat stress on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
To have maximum performance in the summer, they require the same comforts that we do on a sizzling hot day. They should have access to shade with good airflow and ventilation. Water is a big deal, and there should be plenty of it available at all times. Cattle will drink out of a muddy pond if they have to, but it's better to have cool, fresh water. It's been said that 40 degrees is considered t-shirt weather for cows, so on these hot days, watch for signs of heat stress. They can include labored breathing, open mouth breathing, and restlessness. Dr. Brian Lubers is an associate professor of food animal therapeutics at Kansas State University. He says along with noting daytime high temperatures, you should also monitor the nighttime low temperatures.
When we get into trouble, especially with the more extreme heat stress events, is when we don't have those cooler nighttime temperatures. And so if I'm telling people when to really watch for heat stress, it's when those nighttime temperatures are staying high as well, because it doesn't allow cattle to get rid of that heat in the cooler hours. And certainly when we have multiple days in a row of that kind of weather pattern, that's really a time to be vigilant.
If you don't have to handle cattle during times of extreme daytime and nighttime temperatures, he says it's best to avoid it.
But if you have to, make sure you're handling cattle kind of in the coolest part of the day, which is generally early morning. So if we can do it even a little bit as the sun's coming up or even a little bit before, that's a good time, because that exercise and motion is just going to make that heat stress worse if they're already stressed a little bit.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about heat stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the weather is making and is making a difference and having an impact. Let's just say that. It's not wet enough in some parts of the country. Other parts, it's so hot right now that's affecting the markets. Corn for September, though, up 23.5 at 522.75. December corn at 528.25, and that's up 23.25. Looking at Kansas City wheat for September, 825.25, up 10. December Kansas City wheat, 830.5. That's up 10.5 right now. Oats for September, 419.25, up 12.75. December oats at 432. That's up 10.75. Taking a look at soybeans for August, 14.97.25. That's up 13.25. September soybeans, 14.23.5. And that's up 16.25. Taking a look at cotton for October, 83.71. That's up 22 cents. December cotton, 82.13. And that's flat currently. Live cattle for August, 181.15. That's up a buck, two and a half cents. October live cattle, 183.37.5. That's up $1.10. Feeder cattle for August, 249.20. That's down a nickel. Feeder cattle for September, 250.97.5. That's down 45 cents. Crude oil for August, 75.80 per barrel right now. That's up $1.65. September crude, 75.73. That's up $1.65. Looking at gold for August, 19.80 right now. That's up $23.70. October gold, 19.99.40. That's up $23.90. July silver, 24.96.5. That's up 12 cents. September silver, 25.23. That's up 21 cents right now. The Dow is up 316, S&P up 22.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
I want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393 for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. During the heat of the fair season, there are things people need to consider when trying to keep their livestock safe. K-State professor in veterinary medicine Bob Larson discusses factors showmen should consider to keep their livestock safe and cool this fair season. Larson talks about the importance of acclimating your fair animals to the fair and keeping a close eye out for out-of-character behavior.
One is make sure that they've become acclimated to a lot of the things you're going to be doing at the fair. And so tied in a stall with a fan on them with, again, the water that they're likely to be drinking. So a lot of times, if cattle refuse water at the fair, that's one of the things we are concerned about. We may want to bring some water from home so that they're drinking the water that they're used to. So being prepared for the heat stress that could definitely occur during the county fair.
Shade and airflow are important to focus on when working to reduce the heat around livestock.
Most fairgrounds that I've been on have shade for the animals, and it might. And a lot of times it's really nice. It's a fairly open-sided building so that you can get some good airflow, because shade and airflow are the other two things besides water consumption that really help the cattle to be healthy and comfortable. And so fans are probably one of our main tools to make sure that there is good airflow across those animals so that that helps to dissipate the heat. Sometimes we'll also use some water sprinklers. The thing about a water sprinkler is you want the drops to be big enough that they get clear down to the skin and not just hung up on the hair. So misting isn't actually helpful, because a lot of times that kind of increases the humidity right around the animal. So if we're going to use any kind of water droplets, they need to be large enough to actually wet the skin. And that works best for cattle and some of our sheep and goats and pigs and things like that.
He talks about ways to accommodate shade for livestock when it is necessary because of the heat.
Double check to make sure that your animals are in the shade. The sunlight or the housing or something is such that they're not in the shade. They need to move some shade over the animals. And I'd rather move the shade than the animals, if at all possible. I'd like to just leave the animals alone, but provide them with some shade. And again, get that air moving. So you might have to move some fans around or get some air moving. And then if necessary, do that lukewarm water bath. The other thing that occasionally we do, and probably a veterinarian would need to do this, is actually tube the animal, a stomach tube, and provide cool water that way, kind of cooling them from the inside. So worst case scenario, you can kind of do all of those things. If I can catch them problems a little bit earlier, just getting them in the shade, getting some air movement over them, and possibly cooling them down with some water droplets usually will provide the relief we need.
That was K-State Professor of Veterinary Medicine Bob Larson with contributing factors that showmen should keep top of mind when hauling and pinning livestock for fairs. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
My name is Aurora Conti with the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 3 years. This year for the fair, I am showing 2 crafts and 1 building creation. My favorite part of the fair is building creations.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Schmitz, and I'm with the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 11 years, and this year for the fair, I'm bringing photography and flower arrangements. My favorite part of the fair is Ma and Pa's kettle corn.
Wankland Oil is proud to serve the community with propane, gas, and diesel fuel right to your home or farm. Family-owned and operated, they'll deliver your fuel with an old-fashioned personal touch. Their dependable quality service at the lowest price available makes them a leader in the field. In addition to propane and diesel, they also offer tank repair, sales, and service. For your fuel and heating needs, Wankland Oil is just a call away. 800-794-2019. They have the energy since 1926.
My name is Corey with the Bremen Hustlers 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 2 years. This year for the fair, I am showing a bucket calf. My favorite part of the fair is to have fun.
Hi, my name is Case, and this is my first year doing 4-H, and I bought a Lego car. My favorite part about doing that was having fun.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY.
Music Country Library is so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.